What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Welcome to the Energy Paradigm with me, Dr. Vic Parag-Devarna. Let's take a deep dive to the energetic core of life, work, business, politics, and education. This show questions everything we've been taught and told. It is eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering. So get ready to ignite the spark, feel the energy, and work the magic. The Energy Paradigm with me, Dr. Vic, starts now.
It does start with Dr. Vic, and it also starts with me, Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you all to Dr. Vic, somebody that I know very, very well. I get to work with him when we're not on air. It's been the funnest, coolest ride. And I have to tell you, what Dr. Vic has created, you all are going to be seeing in the weeks to come forward. I often wonder for myself sometimes is, how did I get here? How did I get with some of the most incredible thought leaders? And how did I get to actually participate in the evolution of a powerful message? And you know, once my mind goes there, one of the things I'm really struck by is just to hop over to thank you. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Buddha. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, Rihanna. Thank you, Rihanna. I could do that too. But when all is said and done, the question then becomes, when people say yes to a purpose greater than themselves, what you now have is the energy paradigm. Whether you know Dr. Vic as your personal coach, your team coach, whether it organizations helping them shift from one thing to the other, it's all about energy. And in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see what this evolution looks like. You know, when people say, I just need a website, if people come to us and say, I just need a website, we usually send them to one of my friends. But if they come and they say, we want a website that represents the energy of what we want to bring to the world, then all of us here light up and we help them with that and beyond. Today's show talks to that. Today, Dr. Vic is bringing forward something so important, the energy of the hour. Dr. Vic, great to have you.
It's great to be back, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much.
You and I talked about this the other day, and we talked about, you know, what are we feeling? I have been on three calls already this morning. And each of the three calls, people wanted to just quit their jobs, get out of what they're doing, forget about fight, you know, the flight version of this is put me on, as Laura Meeks would say, put me on that Tom Cruise jet and let me get the bleep out of here. Is that why you picked this topic?
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's interesting. You know, no matter who you ask and who you talk to nowadays, and no matter where you are and who you are, it's just weird out there. The other day I went to the hairdresser. You can see I've got rid of my COVID long hair, and so look more like myself right now. And the energy was just off. Driving there, felt different. It felt different. There's a different vibe in the air. Very subdued, very distant. And walking into the hairdressers, everybody has their mask on. You cannot see if people are smiling or not smiling. I mean, you can see maybe the wrinkles in the corner of their eyes, but that's pretty much it, right? It's a very distant, and they call it social distancing, right? Which is really detrimental for us because we are social beings. And social distancing is not good for humanity because it takes our energy away. Why? Because we cannot see the interaction. We cannot really feel the other person. It works through our facial expressions. And it works through touch, the pat on the back, the kiss on the cheek, the hug that you give to somebody, and we're all missing that. And I mean, this is month four or month five of this, and it is affecting people. And, you know, to use the analogy, there's a disturbance in the force right now. And I'm not liking it. And I think many people out there are not liking it. People in masks, people suspicious of each other because you are a threat, right? You can kill me. People in fear. Where I live, there are aggressive drivers already, but now they're extra aggressive. Yeah, so I'm looking at this with amazement, and I'm just telling to myself, people are on edge, and it is. Everything has changed, and nothing will go back to normal. The normal that we know is gone, and it's time to wake up and paying attention to the energy that's out there, but the energy also within us, the energy that we create in our surroundings, right?
Yeah. And if Dr. Vick, I want to ask you a question
that really
talks to this, because once upon a time, this was very conceptual. Is that the right word? It was very conceptual. Let's just use the word paradigm for a moment. Mm-hmm. We could. There was a version of, we have a serious situation here. Yep. It's called COVID-19.
Yes.
Then we have a serious situation here. We watched a Black man get killed in the street. Then there was that. And then there's the next one and the next one. Today I woke up. I'm not a big news person, but I try to stay in touch because I'm on air like, 10 plus times a week. And this morning, there was more news that I come from a military family. I'm pretty much the only one that didn't get in the military because that's a different show. But I heard other news. But here's what I want to ask you. My friend went back to work this week. My friend had COVID-19. My friend's going back and she's wearing masks and she's doing everything. But I got to tell you, Dr. Vick, it is as if she has a sign on her forehead, almost like what we've seen in history marking her. And so when we're talking about the energy of the day or the energy of the hour, people need help. They need your help in nailing this so they just don't take it all in. Do you see? See, that's not even a new normal or an old normal. That's a whole new paradigm of living.
It is a completely new way. And, you know, when you look at COVID, this is the first time that all of humanity is affected by it around the globe by one thing. And that thing is not even well defined. We don't even have all the information because the information is fluctuating. It's changing every day. And if it's not COVID, then it is killer bees, or it's the rabbit plague, or it's now the swine flu. That's the next big thing that's coming. And the question is then, before anything like COVID becomes airborne, I think it's energy born. That's where it starts. And that is the mark that you're talking about. Because when you go out there and you go out there in fear, fear does the weirdest things to us. It compromises our immune system. It opens up the gate for stuff that we don't want to come in. And I think what we need to do is we need to start taking care of what do we allow in and what do we not allow in. So in other words, we need to become sovereign of our energetic field.
Yeah.
And from my vantage point, there are three points of access into our field. Yeah. The first access point is knowing. You know when something is off. And you can call it sixth sense, you can call it intuition, you can call it an open mind. But look at the energy of the news. What is portrayed here? The COVID numbers. One bad piece of news and fearsome piece of news after the other. So the question is, do you want to let this into your field? Yes or no? Because information like that and energy like that is highly contagious. Feel what it makes to you, what it does to you. So that's the knowing part of it. Look at social media. What's the energy there? The hate speech. Everybody knows better than everybody else, right? And everybody claims to have the truth and to be right. And that is an energetic deadlock.
Because it prevents us from having a conversation, right? If everybody says, I'm right and I'm controlling here everything, and if you don't like it, I unlike you, then humanity goes out the window. Try to name the energy when you see it. That is how you know.
Yeah.
And can you cut it with a knife? Is it stuffy? Is it dense? Is it heavy? You can feel it in your shoulders. Does it affect your body? Those are things that you know if you know how to look. Now,
can I just comment on this for a minute? Because I want to stop for a minute because I want people to really tune into what you're saying.
Yes.
When you said, feel your body, I just want to ask everybody out there, because Dr. Vic is going to help us with this today. Stop. Feel your body. Have you gotten an ache and pain? Did you wake up and all of a sudden you've got an old knee injury that won't quit? You know, how I was talking to my dentist. She said, you cannot believe how many people are coming in with toothaches. We have to stop and really take in what you're saying, Dr. Vic, because we have to, in order for us to get at the knowing, we cannot shut down what we're feeling, sensing, experiencing. And we are going at 99,000 miles an hour, and we have to stop for that, don't we? But it might be painful to do.
It's not easy because we have never been trained. Look, we have been trained to take information in with our eyes and ears, but that's not how energy works. Energy works through knowing. You just know. It feels off in here, or it feels great in here. I feel good today, or I feel down today. I'm tired. I'm energized, right? That's the knowing part. Then there's the sensing part. It's difficult to explain, but somehow sometimes you can sense the energy in your home is maybe off. So you need to open a window and aerate a little bit. Or I actually move furniture. I'm a big furniture mover. So if I sense the energy is off, I start moving stuff around until it feels right.
You and Linda, but I did the same thing the other day too.
Yeah, or light some incense, smudge your home if you're into that, right? Light a candle, that changes the energy immediately. And then the third way how to access the energy is feeling. And that's what you just said, Dr. Pat. It is trust your body. Your body always knows, and your body never lies to you. If you have an ache somewhere, your body is making you aware that there's the disturbance in the force. And that's normally the early warning sign before something becomes diseased, right? At the beginning, it's uncomfortable, and that's the early warning sign before the disease kicks in. And we need to learn that language. We need to become fluent in energetic terms and how to sense, know, feel, and look at our emotions, because those are a very good gauge. Our emotions tell us a lot, and our emotions are very finicky. They're interesting. Maybe I can give you and everybody who's listening a little homework.
Yeah.
Write a table and write on the horizontal line on top, you write knowing, sensing, feeling. And then on the vertical down, you write when I got up. This is what I know. This is what I sense. This is what I feel.
I would love for you to create and we'll put it up on your website on your homepage. If you could create that worksheet for people, because if we took, what does that take? All of about maybe 35 seconds, maybe 60 seconds to do.
Yes.
If you could put the energy paradigm, that matrix together for us, that awesome. Love to be able to share that with people.
Take inventory for a day and see what's happening to you. And you will see, ooh, I woke up angry. I was depleted. I didn't feel good. Right? Those are early warning signs that something is off. When I got dressed, this is some. When I went to work, this is that. This is what happened in my team, et cetera, et cetera. And from there, you can ask yourself, how did I create this? Or how was it created in my field? Because you're sovereign. you can decide what you let in, which information and which energy you let in and which not. And it is information energy, news, newspaper, social media, TV shows that you're watching. They have an effect on us. It is your mental energy. What are your thoughts? What are your beliefs? If you wake up in the morning and say, this is going to be scary, I need to excuse my language. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. But the bottom line with that is, like, this is where we have to begin, Dr. Vic. This is absolutely where we have to begin. Yeah. And I cannot tell you, just today, I got 3 calls and I had to walk people off of the ledge. Now, that's a metaphor, but it's not really, because what people are experiencing is real.
Yeah.
And when I say walk them back off the edge, what I mean is help come to that place that you described. And I know you do this every day. What I want to do is I want to take a short break, because here's the question I want to hold out there. How do we know what our frequency is? And if we cannot depict it to the decibel, then let's help people just get to 2 places. Are you in friction or are you in flow? And when we come back, what we're going to help you all with is figure that out. The other thing I want to say to all of you, and welcome to our Facebook folks, is if you have a question for us today, for Dr. Vic and I, about how to know where you are, please feel free to call or post it on Facebook, and we'll get back right in there. 1-800-930-2819. Are you in friction and are you in flow? If you're in friction, we want to help you get to flow. If you're in flow, we'd love for you to share that experience. Let's take a short break, Benny. Jessica, we'll be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio, as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. No matter where you go, there you are. Did you know our lives are like mirrors? You know, in the physical world, we stand in front of a mirror and see with our physical eyes a direct reflection of our physical self. Some of us use this physical mirror to critique our body, our hair, our blemishes. On the other hand, we also have a spiritual mirror that is a direct reflection of how we think, feel, and act in spirit, and it reflects what we experience and receive. You know, true beauty, love, wisdom, and acceptance comes from within. So the soul-stretching success question of the day is, which mirror are we using to create our life? I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, and beauty. See you next time.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self, Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Champaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love, love, love. We need a new message. We need a new paradigm. We need a new way for us to move through. You know, once upon a time, the message of flight or fight was usually enough. But we're not living in that day and age anymore. There has to be a new dialogue, a new message, a new paradigm. There has to be something new. And that's what Dr. Vic has dedicated his life to, is how do we give people language to understand, to know, because we are well aware now that energy is everything. Dr. Vic, before we talk about energetic state, friction, flow, how do people find out more about you?
Well, how do they find out more about me? We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, the new website is coming. So I think that's a big thing, which I'm really looking forward to, and hopefully soon, which will be much more interactive and much more user-friendly, provide much more information. And then, of course, you can always find our contact information on the website, call me, send us an email, right, and we're happy to help however we can.
Let's give them the website, theenergyparadigm.com.
Thank you.
You bet.
I should have said that, but somehow it eluded me.
Well, because we got fired up during the break. That's why. I mean, Jessica records all the breaks. So it's really interesting when we go back and we look at what we talk about during the break.
Yes.
So let's talk about this. Let's talk about the energetic state, friction, and flow. But more importantly, I was sharing with you, I was asked a question the other day about friction. And I said, you know, we're going to talk about it on the show, but here's my perspective. Whenever I have that experience friction, it has been the precursor, let's call it the trailer, to the next movie of my life, because it was enough to do something to push me to a place, to heal a wound. Now, from your perspective, let's talk about this energy. You know, what are we talking about when we're talking about friction? You know, what does that look like? How does that feel, Dr. Vic?
First, I want to say friction sounds bad, but it is actually an opportunity. Friction is the unease that you feel in a situation, and that is opening a door for you. You just need to grab the handle and turn that thing and open it. And there you have your opportunity. Friction shows in many different ways in our lives. I work with a lot of organizations, so maybe I just use a analogy that when I work with teams and when I work with organizations, companies are under a lot of pressure right now, especially sales organizations. Sales have gone down, people buy only the essential stuff. There's a ton of competition out there because all sales have shifted now online. I mean, when you go into social media, every second post is some ad for something, right? And I'm getting so much solicitation by telephone and by email. Those companies are desperate. So what happens when you are desperate? You put pressure on your people. You need to sell, you need to close, you need to get out there, come up with something new. And especially in sales organization, people are in competition with each other. So what happens when you are in competition? You're suspicious, you don't trust anybody. Who has the better leads? And then your whole sales team starts falling apart. Why? Because people don't work together anymore. They work for themselves. And that is the precursor to what you already mentioned, the flight or fight mode. Because when you go in stressed and you need to hit your quota and you need to close your month, you go in with stress, with anxiety, with a competitive mind, and it's not healthy competition, but it's an unhealthy internal competition, and your team dynamics start deteriorating. And that is when it becomes abrasive and when people start working against each other. And that is very difficult for any sales leader to balance between internal competition, healthy competition, and then the whole thing falling apart and you're not selling anything anymore because people are more focused on damaging each other than on doing the right thing. So that is where an abrasive type of energy, if it's not checked, if it's not balanced, if it's not addressed early enough, will then flip over and manifest in your physical, people getting sick, people stressing out, heart attacks. I mean, all those things that you can witness in organizations that really are detrimental. So that is where the friction can have a very detrimental effect. Another energetic state that we often see in organizations is what we call comfortable energy, relaxed energy. And what you hear in those organizations very often when you try to innovate something, you get the sentence, we've always done it like that. Why should we change it, right? That's when people have become very comfortable that the telephone is gonna ring and I will get my sales, no problem at all. Now, the market is shifting right now, so the telephone is not ringing anymore. So what happens with these organizations is either people are trying to get away with it, they will fly under the radar, or they will just miss out on opportunity. Those organizations can run into serious problems because they just miss out on where the market is going right now.
You know, Dr. Vic, I think one of the things that you hit on really is it, not only is it core and key, but it is the underpinning for so much of what's happening in the workplace at the moment. And it is totally counter to the energy that organizations need, because we are demanding more of people. I mean, I'm hearing myself talk. Jessica's producing the show right now. And so Jessica is the genius behind our sales and marketing team. And one of the things that I had to do is really look at exactly what you're talking about. And what I learned is it doesn't really help to be crazy town to try to force people. And so there is a version of this that's flow, but that also has structure. So here's the dilemma. People think when we say flow, no structure. But flow in sales means you're working with someone, you let them determine, you have a certain guideline for what you need to achieve, right? And then they move towards that without punitive effect. But boy, it is not a skill we have been taught.
Yes. And, you know, I like the analogy of surfing the wave in Hawaii or wherever you are in the world. Get up on that board. If you miss the wave, you're not going anywhere. You're going backwards. You're going to fall off that thing. So there is a structure to flow. You need to paddle at the right moment before the wave comes. You need to step up on the right moment when the wave starts catching you and you feel the momentum carrying you, and then you stand up and then you can go with the flow. So there's very much structure to this, and there's a lot of timing that goes hand in hand with it. So it's not loosey goosey. It's not like, oh yeah, let's all be happy and kumbaya and be in flow together. No, there is structure to it, and you need to understand the mechanics. Otherwise you're gonna miss the wave. And then you need to wait for the next one. That's life.
But aren't we getting this? Let's drop this down if we could for a minute. Let's drop it down to where we are and where we've been in what they are calling sheltering in place. I think that's the correct term.
Yes.
So it's like one day you have this life and you're getting up, you're going to work, you have your routine, and the next day you don't. And you know what I've noticed, at least with the folks I'm talking to, the initial shock of that was like
yes.
Now I'm working with people that just want to stay home in the new normal, have dinner with their kids, don't work on the weekend. So is this a new knowing?
You know, when I talk to people, what I've seen is yes, the initial stage is almost like you have been thrown out of the saddle. The reins are gone, the horse is going off, and you're lying there on the ground, and what do? Either you stay there and you do nothing, or you dust off, pat off, and get back up. And I think many people have seen that, for experience that for themselves, that all their routines fell apart. Their workout routines fell apart. They don't get up at the same hour anymore in the morning, right? Meditative practices, spiritual practices, falling away because the whole routine thing is not kicking in anymore. You don't have to go anywhere. And I think there was a certain recovery phase, and you need to catch yourself and develop this new knowing. You need to catch yourself and say, because if you let yourself go, the energy goes. And then your whatever house of cards you have built before starts crumbling and starts falling apart. And you allow for your energetic field to be compromised. So I think it comes back to what I said earlier. What information are you willing to let into your field? What food, air, water are you letting into your field? Because that also constitutes your energy field. What type of workout are you doing? What type of spiritual practice are you practicing so you can actually go back to zero? And I think instead of finding a new normal, quote unquote, we need to find our, quote unquote, zero. And that is the rock bottom ground that we can stand on. And that is a cleaning up of our energetic field. But first and foremost, it is the spiritual ground that we can stand on, that cannot be shaken no matter what's out there. I think that's where we need to go.
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Vic, one of the things we are going to talk about here today is really how to move into those places, how to shape ourselves into those places. And talk about flow for a moment. I would like to hear, you know, we've talked a lot about friction, but let's talk about what flow looks and feels like.
Flow is an interesting state. It is ease. Things are not complicated. You don't need to force things anymore. Flow is something where you lose all the sense of time. When I'm in flow, I'm so creative. And I have found a mechanism how I can coax myself into a flow state, if you like. And it is the state where you're not judging yourself. You allow yourself to be. It's a state of inner freedom. And when you have that state, it is, your genius comes out, whatever that is and however it flows through you, it gets expressed in your very unique way. And what then happens is you look at the stuff that are being created in front of your eyes, because that's where energy then spills over into the material, into the what you can see with your eyes, what you can touch with your hands. That's what many people call manifestation. Once it shows, right? And that is like magic, because my paradigm for a good part of my life was, life is hard. You need to make it happen. You need to get out there and get the beef. You need to force things, because otherwise, and if I don't do it myself, nobody's going to do it, right? So that was my paradigm. And life was a struggle. I mean, I had to push and coax and control, and that is so depleting, because there's this other way, and that's the new paradigm. And that's the way of, if you are in tune with your energetic field, then there are ripple effects, and those things go out, and suddenly it's like dropping a stone into a little pond. First, the waves go out, and then they come back to you. And that is the magical part, the genius part of the energy paradigm, because you see things falling into place that you have never thought possible. I think that is, in a windy, long-winded way, a flow for me.
Dr. Vic, one of the things I love about this, and I want to talk about this when we come back from break, is first believing that we have the ability to curate our own energy field, to like create that, to bring that. We have to believe that. But then part of the believing is knowing what the energies are. So what's the energy of my mind? What's that? What's the energy of my spirit? What's the energy of it? What is the energy of this? How do we put all the pieces together? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Dr. Vic. Yep, this is the energy paradigm. For more information, go to theenergyparadigm.com. We come back. How do you literally gather up the pieces? How do you do it quickly? How do you do it almost as if you were breathing? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosfor. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit laurahosford.com. That's laurahosford.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, it's so great to be tuning in, turning on everybody out there. And as I said before, if you've got a question for Dr. Vic, just if you're on Facebook, go ahead and put it out there. Put your question there. We actually monitor that too. If you want to call in 1-800-930-2819, just go ahead and do that too. And for more about Dr. Vic, and basically, you know, this is the kind of work he does, the coaching platform he has, the organizational platform, you know, whether it's coaching a little league team or a corporate team, it's all about energy. 1-800-930-2819 for the show. And if you want to give Dr. Vic a shout, go to theenergyparadigm.com. And the next time Dr. Vic is on, even before that, you will see his new website. We did a final review the other day. But now it's all about the energy of the hour, bringing it forward and then managing it. And let's bring it to the reality of the time we live in. You know, we're living in a time now where these, some people call them COVID days. I don't really call them that. And they have cool acronyms, but the point is, here we are, we're affected by it. How do we manage this?
Yeah. And I think it starts with realizing that this is before, first and foremost, before it's anything manifest, before it's anything physical that affects you physically, it is an energetic thing. And we need to learn how to look at the energetic side of things and manage them there before they become manifest in our lives. So here are a couple of questions that I want to throw out. What is the quality of the energy right now out there and within you? Is it abrasive, as we talked about before? Is it divisive? Do you feel whole or do you feel splintered? Those are good questions to ask yourself. And that then extrapolates, so how, and I will tell you a little bit more about that, how can I manage it going forward? And it has a lot to do with what we consume, what information we consume, what media we consume, what food we consume, how we carry ourselves through these times. Because if you don't have an energetic center, if you don't have a platform to stand on, you're going to be blown like a leaf in the wind. And that's what I'm seeing with so many people. They are stressed beyond belief. They are anxious beyond the belief, fearful of catching this thing or the next thing or the second wave or whatever it is then. So that's where we need to start.
Yeah.
What does the energy do to our energetic field? Do I feel compromised in some way, or do I feel whole? Do I feel diminished, or do I feel in my power? Can I really go out there and make good things happen? Or when I wake up in the morning, I'm already like, oh, another day and I need to wear this mask, right? So those are ways how you can prime yourself in the morning. And how does it then impact your behavior? Is it a behavior of avoidance? Is it a behavior of suspicion? Is it a behavior of, it's dangerous out there? Is it even dangerous at home? Am I wearing this thing even at home because I don't trust my family members anymore? I mean, do you see what's happening with you? We become paranoid. And I think that is where we need to start. And what I've seen here is that we have never been so divided as a humanity, as the whole of humanity. At least that's what I'm perceiving. We have never been so suspicious of each other, and the fabric of our society is ripping in front of our eyes. It is falling apart. And that's exactly, if you remember from one of our previous shows, that's what His Holiness the Dalai Lama told me last year when I met him. He said, suspicion and mistrust create friction in our lives, verbatim. He told me that in a very good English, actually. And we need to relate from the heart with kindness and compassion to overcome it. That is what we need right now. We need to stop the division. We need to stop the fear. We need to relate from the heart. We need to stop knowing, first of all, the vicious cycle of energy consumption. Myself, the first 2 weeks of COVID, I was glued to my computer and reading everything that I could until I realized, ooh, this is what it's doing to me. Because I noticed my spiritual practice is tanking, my physical practice is tanking, I'm not sleeping well. You get eaten up by fear, and energy is highly contagious. It's immediate. Somebody's angry to you, you get angry. But that's where your sovereignty kicks in, because in that very split second, you have a choice. Do I take it on? Or do I say, my field is not a breeding ground for this type of energy? And it sounds weird, but this works for me. I get also the sniffles from time to time. But as soon as I get this, I say, I am not a host for this energy. And you know what? It's gone within hours. That is what sovereignty really means. You are sovereign in your energetic field, so you can declare yourself immune to what's going on out there. And you can declare yourself not penetrable to that energy that is portrayed in the media, that other people talk to you about, that they try to infect you with. And I think for me, that is what sovereignty is about. We need... Yeah. Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
And I want to ask you this, because what you're talking about is stopping a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think many people have heard that and they say it, you know, I'm in a vicious cycle. I mean, it's a common phrase, but in the past it's been said without any alternative or without the sense that I can stop it. But if everything is energy and there's a sense of energy that we are creating, then what stands to be learned now is how to stop it. And sometimes it is not watching the news. Other times there is a part of the news to keep you informed because you have a need to know for some reason or another. But what do you do with it? There is a way that if you are plugging into it, to depersonalize the energy and not make it part of you, because every day we're bumping up against something. And if we made everything we're bumping up against, Dr. Vic, part of who we are, the body just cannot handle it. It just cannot handle it, right? Man, I got to tell you, you know, I come from a part of New Jersey where, you know, like... 4 acres of land, septic systems. And, you know, part of the energy is that you cannot handle any more toxicity. So if you're willing to take it in, you have got a way to keep it moving. I mean, it's almost like being the Teflon, person. And this is true. So tell us a little bit about what you've known to that, how to just be that, man, I'm the energy paradigm, Teflon Pat.
Yeah. Put on the Teflon suit and empty the septic system, right?
Yeah.
that's where you go. Pump it out. And that is a daily practice for me.
Yeah.
I sit here every morning. I have a little meditation space. I sit every morning there. I chant. I meditate. I do yoga. And it doesn't have, you know, whatever floats your boat. You may want to pray. Maybe you are a very spiritual person. You can chant mantras. If you're not into chanting, you can at least have a sacred music play in your house. There are many different ways how to get there. But one thing is for sure. You need to keep your body healthy. You need to keep your mind healthy. And you need to keep your spirit healthy. And those three things are accomplished with some type of spiritual practice, and that is what cleans out the septic system, and you need to do it regularly. If you do it only once a week, it won't last. You need to do it every single day. It's a habit. And not only for 5 minutes, but try 15 minutes, 20 minutes maybe. That is very effective. Try, if you don't have one, try different avenues. If you don't know how to choose, contact us. I can help you. Find the one that's right for your energy. Combine that with physical exercise, with the right food, and with the right consumption of energies. And as you said, you cannot filter everything out. People talk to you. Of course, you check the news because you want to be in the know. But become aware. Open your eyes. What is the energy of that piece of information right there? And how will it likely infect me? If you know that already, you have the key.
Yeah, I have a question that just came in. They asked me to give an example. Let me give a very specific example. I am planning to fly. A loved one of mine is planning to fly. Now, under any other day, under any other time, you get your airline ticket and there you go. For a short period of time, the airlines were paying attention. No, we're not going to put people. But there's a part of that that I understand has changed. So I have to be aware. So that is a part of, quote, news information that I have to do my research on, because I'm not going to pick an airline, Dr. Vic, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm not going to pick that airline that is not practicing distancing. They are piling them in. They're putting them all next to each other. And I'm not going to choose that one. So that's an example of having to research something that's going to tap me into some news thing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's an example. It's a need to know. I need to know.
And I think what goes along with this is to allow people to be who they are. So I will not go out now and criticize you because you choose a specific airline. But when you go to social media, that's exactly what's happening right now. And people who I know and who claim to be very aware and very conscious, engaging into hate speech because they claim they know better. And I think that is one of the vicious cycles we need to stop, because we don't know. There's so much information out there. I don't even know which is right and which is wrong. And I bet with you, those people who put them out don't know either. So shall we condemn them for that? No, everybody is trying. Everybody is trying to be, everybody is trying to be safe. So that is compassion applied, right? So if somebody says, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, so be it. It's their prerogative. They can do what they want. I will do what I want. And I think if we start with this type of compassion and allowance and cut people slack, and if somebody acts out of fear, then let them act out of fear because they don't know better right now. And maybe tomorrow they know better or different. So who am I to judge others? Because if I judge any of you, guess what's happening? You guys are judging me back. And then we have the vicious circle. And that is what is so divisive right now. So that is what we need to stop. And we need to bring in some kindness and compassion. And we need to listen to what feels right inside, you know, to bring it back to us and what is in my field. And when it feels right inside, it's likely to be right for me at this very moment. And then the decision that I'm making, they are made out of the information that I have right now, and they are true and valid, and they cannot be criticized because that's my truth, period. So how can we tell other people how to feel and how to think and how to be, right? That is, as soon as we put labels on people and on things, we create friction and division. And right now, from my perspective, it's do or die. It's rise or fall as humanity. It is life or death. And because we are not going to back to any type of normal, because we can't. So what is it going to be? Do you want to go carry on the divisiveness and the friction? Or can we find the flow for humanity and rise to the occasion and rise in our frequency to the equation? That's where we need to go.
What a great way to bring this conversation to a close, Dr. Vic. I love those questions, because those are the questions which help us transform, you know, which provide us with the notion of possibility in ways that we perhaps hadn't thought about those questions. So I want to thank you so much for today. For everybody out there, please find out more about the work Dr. Vic is doing, how you can work with him over at theenergyparadigm.com. Last question, personal message, Dr. Vic. What do you want to leave us with today?
United we stand, divided we fall. What are you choosing? I think it boils down to as simple as that.
I love it. Dr. Vic, thank you so much for today.
Thank you for listening to the Energy Paradigm Show, where we unlock the magic of life on transformationtalkradio.com. Visit theenergyparadigm.com and schedule time with Dr. Vic to learn how to run your life with energy and not let energy run your life. See you next time on the Energy Paradigm Show.